Why do we need a revival?
昨天我们所交通的是为什么我们需要属灵的复兴？
And this afternoon, our focus will be on how can we have a revival.
今天下午我们所要交通的是我们如何能有属灵的复兴？
And we share yesterday about what is a revival.
我们昨天交通到什么是复兴？
And revival is a returning of God's glory to His people.
复兴就是神的荣耀回到他的子民中间。
And it's a returning of God's presence to His own people.
是神的同在回到他子民中间。
And this is revival.
这就是复兴。
And we shared yesterday, there are two issues with having a revival.
昨天我们交通到关于复兴有两个问题。
There were two bondages that prevent us from entering into a revival.
有两个界限使我们不能回到属灵的复兴。
And these two bondages are diagonally opposite to God's characters.
这两个界限就是刚好与神的性情相反。
The firstBondage is a bondage of sin.
第一个限制就是罪。
And the second bondage is bondage of rebellion.
第二个就是背叛的辖制。
And our Lord is a holy God.
我们神是圣洁的神。
Therefore, the holiness and sins cannot mix together.
圣洁和罪不能相合。
And just like the light and darkness cannot be mixed together.
就像光和黑暗不能相合。
Therefore, if there is a sin, then the glory of the Lord will not be able to stay.
如果有罪的话，神的荣耀就不能停留在那里。
And who defines the right and wrong?
谁来定义对与错呢？
Who defines?What is a sin? What is not a sin?
谁来定义什么是罪，什么不是罪？
God has a way to do that.
神他有一个方法来定义。
It's defined in the Word of God.
用神的话语来定义。
However, this world also has a way to define it.
但是这世界也有一个方法来定义。
When God defines what is right and what is wrong, that becomes the stone, the boundary stone set before us.
当神来定义对与错的时候，就是一个界限放在我们的面前。
However, this world is trying to move that boundary stones.
但是这世界要来挪移那个界限。
The world wants to redefine what is right and what is wrong.
世界要重新来定义对与错。
And it's the world is telling us there is no.Absolute right, and there is no absolute wrong.
他们就说没有绝对的对，也没有绝对的错。
And it's only different.
这是不同。
If there is no absolute right and absolute wrong, then you just have to be tolerant.
如果没有绝对的对与错的话，你就必须容忍。
Therefore, in a corrupt world, the only virtue is tolerance.
所以在一个败坏的世界里，唯一的美德就是容忍。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the way of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这不是神的道路。
The light can never tolerate darkness.
光不能容忍黑暗。
And the water can never tolerate oils.
水和油不能相容。
And therefore, if we stay in the bondage of sins,The glory will have to depart.
如果我们在罪的辖制中，神的荣耀就会离开我们。
We also mentioned that there's a second bondage.
我们也提到有第二个辖制。
It's a bondage of rebellion.
就是悖逆的辖制。
The differences between sin and rebellion is this.
罪和悖逆的不同是这样子。
When you sin,You cross the boundary.
当你犯罪的时候，你就越过界限。
When you rebel, you refuse to come back.
当你悖逆的时候，你拒绝回来。
Therefore, rebellion is more serious than sin.
所以悖逆比罪更严重。
Because as long as you're willing to come back,
因为你不愿意回来。
God can always save us.
如果你愿意回来，神一定可以拯救你。
However, if in our heart we have a refusal to come back,
如果在我们的心中，我们拒绝回来，
then God cannot do anything with us.
神就什么也不能做。
Therefore, if we stay in a bondage of rebellion, the glory will have to depart.
所以，若我们停留在悖逆的辖制中，神的荣耀就会离开我们。
Rebellion.Is refused to put God in the first place.
悖逆就是拒绝让神居首位。
Oh, God is a sovereign God.
我们的神是全能的神。
The sovereign God need to be in the first place in everything.
全能的神需要在凡事上居首位。
It's not possible for God to be in the second place.
不可能，神不可能居次位。
There will be a struggle in our heart.To decide who owns that first place.
在我们心中常会挣扎，谁要居首位？
Do you put God in the first place, or you put something else in the first place?
你让神居首位，还是让其他的事物居首位？
If in our heart we refuse to put God in first place,
若在我们心中我们拒绝让神居首位，
and we stay in this bondage of rebellion,
我们就在这叛逆的辖制中。
Then you give no choice to God.
那你就给让神没有选择。
And he, the glory will have to depart.
神的荣耀就会离开我们。
Because he is a sovereign God.
因为他是全能的神。
These two bondage.
这两个瑕疵。
Will cause the glory to depart.
会叫神的荣耀离开我们。
This is what we shared yesterday.
这就是我们昨天所交通的。
And this afternoon, we will move on to the second area. We'll focus on how.Can we have a revival?
今天下午我们继续第二方面的交通，就是我们如何能有复兴。
We will read two scriptures.
我们要读两段圣经。
First one is Second Chronicle.
第一段是在历代志下。
Chapter 7.
七章。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Second Chronicle. Chapter 7. Verse 14.
历代志下七章十四节。
Second Chronicle, chapter 7, verse 14.
历代志下七章十四节。
And my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
And the second verse is book of Isaiah chapter 44 verse
3。 第二处圣经是以赛亚书四十四章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 44 verse 3。
以赛亚书四十四章第三节。
For I will pour out water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants.
以赛亚书四十四章第三节，因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地。我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
那我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come together again in the light of your word.
父啊，我们感谢你，我们再一次来到你面前，在你的光中。
And we trust that your Holy Spirit will enable us to speak, to translate, and to hear.
我们深信你的圣灵能够帮助我们，帮助我们讲，帮助我们听，帮助我们翻译。
We pray that you will coverWhatever we have, we will have to share.
我们祷告，你来遮盖我们所要交通的。
So that this word will be profitable for all of us.
所以这些话语能对我们都有益处。
When we do hear your word, we ask that you work in our heart as well.
愿我们能听见你的话，我们也求你能做工在我们的心中。
Without a good soil, then the seed will be wasted.
我们要愿我们的心成为好土，让你的种子不至于白费。
As we wait before you, we ask the Holy Spirit to work in each and every one of our heart.
我们等候在你的面前，愿圣灵运行在我们中间。
We totally depend on you.
我们完全来依靠你。
We commit the following time into your hands.
我们把下面的时间交在你的手中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Revival is not an evangelistic campaign.
复兴不是福音派人所做的运动。
We often say that there's a revival meeting.
我们常常说有一个复兴的聚会。
A revival is not a meeting at all.
复兴不是一个聚会。
Revival is really a returning of God's glory to His own people.
复兴是神的荣耀回到他子民中间。
It's a returning of God's presence to His own people.
是神的荣耀回到他子民中间。
Yesterday we mentioned the presence of our God is like the fragrance that coming out of a fresh bread.
昨天我们交通到神好像他的陈设饼所传出的馨香之气。
So every time when priests enter into the tabernacle,
当祭司进入会幕的时候
，they will smell the fragrance from the bread.
他们就闻到陈设饼的馨香之气。
Because the bread is fresh.
因为那饼是新鲜的。
And as long as the bread is fresh, there will be fragrance.
只要饼是新鲜的，就会有香气。
Therefore, the most precious things for us to gather together is the presence of the Lord.
所以我们聚集在一起最宝贵的事就是神的同在。
And without that presence, without that fragrance, then our gathering will be in vain.
若是我们不能够感觉到那个同在，不能闻到馨香之气，我们的聚集就是枉然。
And revival is the returning of that presence.
复兴就是回到那神的同在中。
Revival always produces a deep conviction of sins.
复兴总是有圣灵的深深的定罪。
Therefore, just like in the first, in the beginning of the gospel,
就如同在福音刚开始的时候。
And the message is repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
那个信息就是神的国近了，你们当悔改。
And the message of repentance is in every revival.
悔改的信息是在每一次的复兴中。
This conviction of sin is not only among unbelievers. This conviction of sin is also for the believers.
这圣定定罪，这个定罪不单单是在非信徒中间，也是在信徒的中间。
This is a work of Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵的工作。
And no one can create that convictions.
没有人能够制造。
Only the Holy Spirit can create that convictions in our heart.
只有圣灵能够制造那样的定罪在我们的中间。
When you and I are convicted by the Holy Spirit,
当你我被圣灵定罪
，and we can see our sins,
我们就看见我们的罪
，and the sin become a heavy weight on our shoulders.
这个罪成为我们身上的重担。
And this weight will cause us to agonize.
这个重担能够叫我们能够痛苦
，to be in distress，
叫我们能够极端的痛苦
，cause us to cry for the mercy of the Lord，
叫我们为了神的怜悯而痛哭。
And usually people in those situations were agonized for days and for weeks。
通常在这种情形，人们就会几天或者几周都会痛苦。
It's not possible for a person to remove that weight himself。
一个人不能自己把那样的重担除去。
But one day, when grace of God came upon this person,
当有一天神的恩典临到这个人
，He lifted that weight out of this person.
神就把那个重担从这个人身上。
And this person is converted.
这个人就信主了。
This conviction of sin happened every time.
这个圣灵的定罪常常发生。
Revival is not dependent on any human being.
复兴不是依靠人。
Revival does not depend on sermons.
复兴不是靠的信息。
In 1904 and 1905, Welsh Revival.
对，1904-1905的时候，
有这个复兴。God used servant Evan Roberts.
神用一个仆人伊凡罗伯斯。
Evan Roberts did not give sermons.
他不给信息。
And when Evan came to the meeting. Evan was will speak a few words, no more than 5 minutes.
他来到这个聚会中，他不会讲超过五分钟。
Then he moved to another gathering.
然后他就去另一个聚会。
And there's no message. There was no sermons.
那里没有信息。
Revival does not depend on sermon.
复兴不是靠着讲道。
In 1950, the revival in Island of Louis.
在1950年，路易斯岛的复兴。
The revival began way before our brother Duncan Campbell arrived.
在邓肯·坎伯弟兄来以前就已经开，复兴就已经开始了。
So our brother Duncan often said in his sermon that he did not bring revival to Louis Island.
他弟兄在信息中常常说，他并没有把复兴带到这岛上。
Revival does not depend on human leadership.
复兴不是靠人的领导。
Revival cannot be scheduled.
复兴也不能够定时间。
It's only God's timing.
唯有神的时间。
God decides when the revival will break out.
神来决定复兴会什么时候开始。
Today, it's hard to imagine you and I.Come into a situation we wait for days and days for revival.
今天我们很难想象，我们到一个情形中，我们来等候神的复兴，一天我们等很多很多天。
Because we do everything according to our schedule.
因为我们喜欢照着我们自己的时间表来。
We give the Lord an hour here and 2 hours there.
我们给神这里两个钟头，那里两个钟头。
You know, we give our Lord an hour on Sunday morning.
我们给神在主日早晨一个钟头。
Before that hour is over, our heart is already somewhere else.
那个钟头还没有完，我们的心就转到别处。
Revival will not come this way.
复兴不会这样来的。
Those people in those times.
那时代的人。
They stay before the Lord.
他们等候在主的面前。
For hours and for hours.
许多许多的钟头。
For days and for days.
许多许多天。
Until the promise.Is fulfilled.
直到神的应许应验。
This is how 1950 revival occurred.
这就是1950年的复兴如何发生的。
In Scotland.
在苏格兰。
And the burden for this particular revival was started by 2 elderly sisters.
这个属灵的复兴是从两位年长姊妹开始的。
One of them is 82 years of old.
一位82岁。
And the other one is 84.
一位84岁。
So it's very encouraging to hear this.
这很激励我们。
None of us are over 80 yet.
我们这里都没有人超过80。
So God can still use us.
所以神还可以使用我们。
For His purpose.
为了他的旨意。
There's 2 sisters, one 82, one 84.
这两位姊妹，一位82，一位84。
And they were burdened with the desire of a returning of God's presence.
他们。有极大的负担，就是愿神的同在回到他们中间。
So they committed to pray together.
所以他们就负担在一起祷告。
They committed to pray 2 nights every week.
他们每周两夜在一起祷告。
They will start praying at 10 in the evening.
他们晚上10点开始祷告。
Then they will pray all the way to the 4 in the morning.
一直到第二天早上4点。
They will do this twice every week.
他们每周两次这样做。
And Lord, gave them the scriptures.
主就给他们这个经文。
The scripture is Isaiah 44, chapter 44, verse 3.
这经文就是以赛亚书44:3.
For I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
因为我要将水浇灌口渴的人，将河浇灌干旱之地。我要将我的灵浇灌你的后裔，将我的福浇灌你的子孙。
They were convinced this is the promise of the Lord that will be fulfilled in the island of Louis.
他们深信神这是神的应许，一定会在路易斯岛实现。
And they one of the sisters saw a vision.
有一天，一位姊妹看见异象。
He saw the building place, the meeting place that her father used to preach was packed with young people.
他看到他父亲讲道的教会充满了年轻人。
And there's a strange person standing in the pulpit.
有一个很奇特的人站在讲台上。
So she shared this vision with her pastors.
所以她就跟她的牧师交通这个意象。
And insisting that the pastor need to take actions.
而她坚持她的牧师必须要行动。
He said to his pastor.
她就对她的牧师说。
I don't know whether any of you will speak to your pastor or responsible brother this way.
我不知道你们任何人会不会跟你的牧师或跟你的负责弟兄这样子讲话。
She said, "You have tried missions."
他说你已经试过了宣道。
You have tried special evangelists.
你已经试过了特别的传福音的人。
Have you tried God?
你试过神吗？
And so that he requests that this pastor to pray with them.
他就要求这位牧师与他们一同祷告。
Whether they will pray together or they simply pray at the same time.
无论是他们在一起在同一个地方祷告，或是在不同的地方同时祷告。
And the pastor took the woman's request very seriously.
这个牧师就非常严肃地接受这个姊妹的要求。
Then gather others along with him to pray and wait for God.
他就聚集弟兄姊妹一起来等候神祷告。
In one of those meetings,
在一个聚会中
，a deacon spoke out.
一个长老说
，he's reading a scripture in Psalm 24.
他读了诗篇二十四篇中的一节。
And he stood up and read.
他就站起来读。
Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand?In the holy place, he who has clean hands and pure heart.
诗篇二十四篇第三节，谁能登耶和华的山？谁能在他的谁能站在他的圣所？就是守洁心清的人。
Then he spoke to the rest of the brother and sister there.
然后他就向其他的弟兄姊妹传讲。
Then he said, "He seems to me to be so much humbug to pray us."We are praying.
他说我们是多么我们这样的祷告多么虚假。
To wait as we are waiting.
我们这样的等候。
If we are not rightly related to God.
如果我们跟神没有一个正常的关系。
Then he cried out.
所以他就呼求。
The God.
神。
Are my hands clean?
我的手洁吗？
Is my heart pure?
我的心清吗？
Immediately he fell onto his knees.
他就立刻跪下来
and went into a trance.
他就昏迷不醒
Coinciding with this, the Campbell says, at that time, the power of God swept in.
同时坦伯就说在那个时候神的大能就临到他们
And the community was gripped by awareness of God.
他们整个社区都被神的同在所抓住
This is how a revival was started.
这就是神复兴的开始。
Brother and sister, revival is a result of price being paid.
属灵的复兴要付上极大的代价。
What price do we need to pay?
什么样的代价我们必须付出呢？
One, we must get right with God.
我们必须与神和好。
Number two, we must travail in prayer.
第二，我们必须有受苦的祷告。
Number three, we must preach the words.
第三，我们必须要传讲神的话语。
Number four, we must work in the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
第四，我们必须要在圣灵的恩膏中工作。
We must pay this price.
我们要必须要付上这个代价。
For the revival to come.
为着神的复兴能够来到。
Let's first start with this. We must get right with God.
我们先来交通与神和好。
In the early 20th centuries.
在二十世纪初
there was a great revival in America.
在美国有一个很大的复兴
And at the time, there were brothers like Moody's and Tory's.
那时候有穆迪，有陶瑟弟兄
And when and Tory held a crusade.
陶素弟兄他 有一个福音使团
Usually this is the way they preach the gospel
这就是他们如何传福音
They print a lot of cards
他们就开了许多车
No, the card
他们印了许多卡片
And the cards doesn't have many, many words on it.
卡片上没有很多的字。
The card has only four words on each side.
每一个卡片两面只写了四个字。
And there's four words on one side, a four words on the other side.
这边有四个字，那边有四个字。
And the four words are printed in bright red colors.
这四个字都是用很鲜艳的红色来印。
And the four words are get right with God.
这四个字就是与神和好。
And they took those cards.
他们就拿了这些卡片。
They didn't hand out to people.
他们没有交给人。
They just threw away.
他们只是丢出去。
They throw those cards on the streets.
他们在街上丢出去。
I'm not sure we can do that today.
我不知道我们现在能不能这样做。
But in early 20th centuries, that's how they did it.
但是在早期 20世纪早期 他们就是这样做的。
So they threw those cards on the sidewalk.
所以他们把这些卡片丢在人行道上。
In the park.
在公园里。
Everywhere.
到处都是。
So that if you walk into the city,
说你走进了这城中,
you will see those cards everywhere.
你就看到到处都是卡片。
And the word has written on the both sides.
那个卡片两面都有字。
So it doesn't really matter how the card is landed.
所以不论那个卡片怎么样落在地上,
so you will see those four words.
你就看到那四个字。
Get right with God.
与神和好。
You will walk through the city, you're going to see that. Get right with God.
你从这市区中走过, 你就看到这四个字, 与神和好。
That was the message during those times.
那就是那个时候的信息。
You must get right with God.
你必须与神和好。
Without getting right with God,
你若不与神和好,
there will be no revival.
就没有复兴。
During those times, people came hundreds of miles away to attend those crusades.
在那些日子中, 许多人从几百里外来, 来参加这样的聚会。
Those who were converted during those crusades,
许多人在这样聚会中得救。
They will stay in the Lord for the rest of their life.
他们就在主里, 他们一生都在主里。
Many of them became the ministers.
许多人都成为传道人。
Many of them will preach the gospel for the rest of their life.
许多人一生都传福音。
Brothers and sisters, this can happen everywhere.
弟兄姊妹, 这样的事可以在任何地方都发生。
This can happen in San Antonio.
在圣安东尼可以发生。
Can happen in Austin.
在奥斯汀可以发生。
In Houston.
在休斯顿可以发生。
In the state of Texas.
在德州可以发生。
In America.
在美国可以发生。
In India.
在印度可以发生。
In Europe.
在欧洲可以发生。
In South America.
在南美可以发生。
This can happen anywhere in the world.
在世界各处都可以发生。
As long as we are willing to get right with God.
只要我们愿意与神和好。
How do we get right with God?
我们怎么样与神和好?
By confession and restitution.
我们要认罪, 我们要偿还。
Everything that is wrong must be confessed.
所有做错的都要悔改。
Everything that is wrong was put right.
所有做错的都要改正。
If there is restitution to be made, restitution is made.
如果需要偿还的，我们就要偿还。
We must square up with God as well as with man.
我们要与人和好，跟我们也要与神和好。
To be wrong with man is to be wrong with God.
我们亏待人就是亏待神。
To be right with God is to be right with man.
我们与神和好就是与人和好。
You can't be right with God and be wrong with man.
你不能与神和好, 却不与人和好。
If you are to be wrong with man, you are wrong with God.
你不与人和好, 你就是不与神和好。
So therefore, sometimes restitution must be made.
所以有时候我们必须要偿还。
In any revival, there has been a great deal of confessions.
在每一次的复兴中都有许多的认罪。
There has been a great deal of restitution.
有许多的偿还。
If you owe anybody anything, the best thing to do is to pay it back.
如果你亏欠别人, 你最好就是要偿还。
If you are in debt, you need to get out of the debt.
如果你欠债, 你就要还债。
If you wrong someone, you should make the wrong right.
如果你亏待了人, 你就要改正。
Sometimes you have to apologize.
有时候你必须要道歉。
Sometimes you have to write letters.
有时候你必须写信。
Sometimes it's not easy to make things right.
有时候是很不容易能够与神和好。
But if there is going to be a revival, there must be confession and restitution.
但是若要有属灵的复兴，我们必须要就要悔改，要偿还。
I don't know how can you have a revival without confession and restitution.
我不知道你怎么样能够有复兴，你却不能认罪，而没有偿还。
Wrong has to be made right.
亏待人的必须要做对。
If Christian people are enemy with one another,
若基督徒与人为敌，
they must get right with each other.
我们必须与人和好。
We have to confess.
我们必须要认罪。
There are three types of confessions.
有三种认罪。
There is a private confessions.
一种是私下的认罪。
There is personal confessions.
有个人的认罪。
There is public confessions.
有公开的认罪。
If the sin has been committed against God,
如果你向着神犯了罪
commits against God alone,
你是单独向神犯了罪
no person is involved,
没有别人牵涉在里面
nobody else knows about it,
没有别人知道
you know it and God knows about it,
只有你知道，神知道
you will have a private confession with God.
你就向着神有私下的悔改。
God will hear you, will answer you, and will forgive you.
神会听见你，答应你，会赦免你。
Because this is something between you and God.
这是单单是你与神中间的。
There's no need to confess to others.
你不需要向别人认罪。
Because this is something between you and God alone.
这是你与神中间的事。
But you have to confess.
但你必须要认罪。
Otherwise, the glory would not return to you.
不然荣耀就不会回到你里面。
There is a personal confession.
还有一个是个人的认罪。
If the sin has been committed against someone else,
你向着别人犯了罪。
You will never have peace until you confess to God and confess to the individual.
除非你向个人，向这个人，还向而且向神认罪，要不你就不会有平安。
If you wrong someone, if you gossip about someone, or if you owe someone something, if you lie about someone, you will never get peace until you go to that individual and make the wrong right.
如果你亏待了人，如果你说人的闲话，如果你欠人的债，如果你说谎，如果你不向这个人和神认罪的话，你永远没有平安。
You don't need to confess to somebody else, but you must confess to this individual.
你不需要向别人认罪，但是你需要向这个人认罪。
The one you have wronged with.
你亏负的这个人。
This is a personal confession.
这是个人的认罪。
You confess to the individual that you wronged with.
你向你所亏待的这个人认罪。
Then there is a public confession.
还有就是。公开的认罪。
If your sin is known by everybody,
如果你的罪是众人所知道的。
If this sin is a public knowledge,
如果这个罪是公开的。
If the whole church knows about it,
如果全教会都知道你的罪。
And you need to confess publicly,
你必须公开的认罪。
You will not get very far until you confess publicly.
如果你不公开的认罪，你就不会有长进。
Brothers and sisters, this is the price you and I has to pay in order for a return of God's glory into our heart.
弟兄姊妹，这就是你所必须付上的代价。若是你要神的荣耀回到你的心中。
If we refuse to pay this price,
如果我们拒绝付这个代价，
the glory will not return.
神的荣耀就不会回来。
The presence will not return.
神的同在不会回来。
Whether you need to do this in private,
无论你是私下做这事。
Whether you need to do this in personal way,
无论是个人。
Or you need to confess publicly.
或是你公开的认罪。
You will know.
你自己知道,
the Holy Spirit will reveal that to you.
圣灵会向你显明,
and we will have to obey.
我们必须顺服,
we must confess.
我们必须认罪,
if restitution needs to be made, and restitution must be made.
如果必须偿还, 你就要偿还,
someone that you owe, then you have to pay it back.
如果你所欠人的,
someone that you wrong, you have to make it right.
你所亏待人的, 你必须要改正。
We cannot skip the step.
我们不能, 越过这一步,
and hope that the glory will somehow return.
而希望神的荣耀能够回到,
or the presence will somehow return.
而神的同在会回来。
This is the first step.
这是第一步,
we must get right with God.
我们必须与神和好。
The only way to get right with God is we get right with man.
唯一与神和好的方法就是与人和好。
The second price that we must pay.
第二个代价我们必须付的。
We must travail in prayer.
必须有受苦的祷告。
Every revival has travailing prayers.
每一个复兴都要有受苦的祷告。
In the early 20th century, revival broke out in North America.
在二十世纪初, 在北美有复兴。
Now in United States, in Canada.
在北美, 在美国, 在加拿大。
You know that Canada has more holidays than we do.
你们知道加拿大比我们有更多的假日。
And those brothers and sisters, during the revival, they have set aside each and every holiday to be a day of prayer.
在那里的弟兄姊妹,
if there is a holiday, that they will gather together for a day of prayer.
如果有一个假日,
they will pray through the day.
他们整日祷告,
they were agonizing with the Lord.
他们与神同苦,
they're praying for returning of glory.
他们祷告神的荣耀回到他们中间。
They are praying for returning of God's presence. They are also praying for this one and praying for that one. Every revival has travailing prayers. That's the price that we must pay. Early Methodists, they got up at 4 o'clock each day.
在早期的巡理会的弟兄姊妹, 他们早晨4点就起床,
and they spend 3 hours every day in prayer.
他们每天祷告3个钟头。
Brothers and sisters, a child cannot be born without travail.
弟兄姊妹, 若没有生产之苦, 孩子不能出生。
How can you expect a soul to be born without travail?
你怎么能预期没有生产之苦而灵魂会重生呢?
So often in our gospel meetings,
在我们的福音聚会中,
we don't see much burden.
我没有看见什么负担,
we don't see much travail.
没有看到什么受苦,
we persuade people to come to the Lord.
我们说服人来到主面前。
When someone walks down the aisle, we thank God for something great has been accomplished.
当有人觉知的时候, 我们就感谢神, 因为他成就了大事。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姊妹,
I like to see our gospel meeting where there is travailing.
我愿意看见我们的福音聚会有受苦的祷告。
Where there is weeping,
有痛哭的祷告。
Where there is burden,
有大的负担。
Where men and women become conscious of their own sins,
男人跟女人都知道他们的罪。
There must be travailing prayers,
必须有受苦的祷告。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
my Father's house shall be a house of prayer.
我父的殿是祷告的殿。
We need preaching,
我们需要讲道。
But the house is a house of prayer.
但是我父的殿是祷告的殿。
We need singing,
我们需要唱诗。
But the house is a house of prayer.
但我父的殿是祷告的殿。
We need reading of the words and children's ministry,
我们需要读主的话，我们需要儿童的服事。
But the house shall be called house of prayer.
但是我父的殿是祷告的殿。
Church was born in prayer.
教会是在祷告中产生的。
Church was born in travailing prayers.
教会是在受苦的祷告中产生的。
In the early church, they pray every time they encounter a difficulty.
在早期的教会，每一次他们有困难的时候，他们就一起祷告。
In Acts chapter 4, when Peter and John was put into jail.
在使徒行传第四章，当彼得和约翰下监的时候，
Church prayed.
教会为他们祷告。
In chapter 12, when Peter was again put into jail.
在十二章，当彼得又被下监的时候，
Again, church prayed.
他们教会在一起祷告。
Whenever they encounter a difficulty, the church prayed.
每次他们遇见困难的时候，教会就在一起祷告。
During the Louis revival in 1950.
在路易斯的复兴
there is a sweeping of God's spirit.
有神的灵大大的充满。
The impact the whole community.
影响了整个社区。
Man and woman began to experience a spiritual hunger, which expressed itself in many, many prayers.
男人女人里头都有极大的属灵的饥渴。就是在他们的祷告中所表达出来。
Prayer meetings were held in churches and cottages in many, many places.
在教会，在家中，到处都有祷告聚会。
During those days, there are more people attending prayer meetings than their Sunday meetings.
在那些日子，有更多人参加祷告聚会，甚至比主日聚会更多。
We must pay the price.Of prevailing prayer.
我们必须付上受苦祷告的代价。
In order to usher in a revival.
好叫我们迎接主复兴。
The third price we must pray. We must preach His words.
我们第三个要付上的代价就是我们要传讲他的话语。
Jeremiah 23 verse 29.
耶利米书二十三章二十九节。
Is not my word like fire?
我的话岂不像火？
Or like a hammer who shatters a rock.
又像能打碎磐石的大锤。
God's word is a hammer.
神的话是大锤。
God's word is a fire.
神的话是火。
What does a hammer do?
锤子能做什么？
The hammer breaks.
锤能打碎。
What does a fire do?
火能做什么？
A fire burns.
火能燃烧。
This is exactly the purpose of the word of God.
这是神的话语的目的。
The word of God burns.
神的话语燃烧。
The word of God breaks.
神的话语打碎。
This is the missions of the word of God.
这就是神话语的使命。
If we want revival,
如果我们要复兴，
we must not preach our words.
我们不能传讲我们自己的话。
We must preach God's words.
我们必须传讲神的话。
What did they preach during revival?
在复兴的时候传讲什么？
You look at the history of revival.
你看复兴的历史。
You will find they preached the following messages.
你就看见他们传讲这样的信息。
In every single revival.
在每一次的复兴。
First of all, sins and salvations.
第一就是罪和救恩。
You cannot have a revival without preaching on sins.
若你不传讲罪，就没有复兴。
If we whitewash sins, we're not going to have a revival.
若我们粉饰罪，我们就不会有复兴。
Sin is a terrible thing in the sight of God.
在神的眼中，罪是很可怕的事。
Sin nailed our Lord Jesus Christ in the tree in Calvary.
罪把我们主耶稣基督钉在加略的十字架上。
There must be preaching about sin.
我们必须传讲罪。
Every time there is a revival, there is a preaching about sin.
每次有复兴的时候，就要传讲罪。
But also salvation.
还有救恩。
Salvation is remedy of sins.
救恩就是罪的医治。
Not only there is a need for salvation, but we must know that salvation is a remedy of sins.
我们不但需要救恩，我们也要知道救恩就是罪的医治。
In every revival, there is a preaching about sins, and there is a preaching about salvation.
每一次的复兴都要传讲罪和救恩。
There will always be preaching on heavens and hell.
我们要传讲天堂和地狱。
Something must be said about heaven.
我们必须要传讲天堂。
And something must be said about hell.
我们必须传讲地狱。
There must be a message about eternity. Every revival tells a great deal about eternity. Brothers and sisters, there is a future in life. There will be an eternity either in heaven or in hell. We must have that eternity in our heart. If we preach the word of God, we preach a narrow way. We preach a narrow gate. We will not be very popular among the people. Because the gate is too small for them. The way is too narrow for them. Are you willing to stick with the word of God? And stay on this narrow way. Or are you rather to be with the crowd? Go with the broad way. We must preach the word of God. We must stay in the narrow gate and narrow way. This is the price we must pay. In order to bring in the glory of God. And the presence of God. The first price we must pay. We must work in the anointing of Holy Spirit. This is very, very critical. And very obvious because Jesus told his disciples, you stay in Jerusalem. Don't do anything yet. Even after a great commission was given to them. But you have to stay in Jerusalem. It is very difficult for any human being to comprehend. We have only 12 people. We were given such a great commission. But God asks us to stay in Jerusalem. How are we going to accomplish this great commission? They must wait until promise is fulfilled. Until the Holy Spirit is coming. Brother and sister, we cannot do anything without the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, then you can go out with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There must be the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and there must be. We cannot work without anointing of the Holy Spirit. We must have fresh anointing. We must have a new anointing for every new task. We can't reuse the old anointing. We cannot depend on experience we had 3 years ago. If the Lord asks us to do something this morning, even that is something you have done many, many times in many in the past. You cannot go to your library and take the anointing out of your library and reuse that anointing. You must have a fresh anointing each time you work. We must depend on the anointing today. How do we have the anointing? How can we have the fresh anointing every time we work for the Lord? We must be hungry and thirst. Unless there is a great thirst and a great hunger, there will not be anointing. If you think you can get on without anointing, God will let you get on without anointing. If you think your education is enough, God will let you to use your education. If you think your gift and your talent is enough, God will let you to use your gifts and talents.
如果你觉得你的恩赐，如果你的天赋已经够了，神就让你用你的天赋和恩赐。
But you will not see any results.
但你不会看到任何结果。
You will not accomplish much for God.
你不会为神成就什么事。
Unless there is a thirst, unless there is a hunger, unless there is an intense desire.
除非你又饥又渴，除非你有极深的需求。
There will be no anointing of the Holy Spirit.
就不会有圣灵的恩膏。
We must have expectant faith.
我们必须有预期、期望的信心。
That means when you pray,
当你祷告的时候
，you must believe God will promise will fulfill.
你必须相信神答应你，你祷告会应许。
Many of us do not get results because we do not expect results.
我们许多人，我们不预期有结果，因为我们没有结果，因为我们不预期有结果。
Some of us, when we talk to our children,
有时候我们跟我们孩子讲话的时候
，we expect rebellions.
我们就预期反叛。
Is that true?
这是真的吗
？Because we base on our experience of yesterday.
因为我们根据昨天的经验
，Every time I talk to him like this，
每次我跟他讲话的时候
，He will always rebel against me。
他总是反叛。
So when I start talking to him, my heart is only expecting rebellion。
所以每次我跟他讲话的时候，我就预期他会反叛。
How can you get result if you do not expect result？
如果你不预期有结果，你怎么会有结果
？We must have expectant faith。
我们必须要有期望的信心。
Pray before God before you talk to your children.
在你跟你的孩子谈话以前，先来祷告神。
Then when you talk to your children, expect the result.
然后你来跟你的孩子谈话，你就预期会有结果。
Then you will get result.
那你就会得到结果。
We must have expectant faith.
我们必须有期望的信心。
During the Louis Revival.
在路易斯复兴的时候。
And our brother Duncan Campbell was used as a vessel.
邓肯·坎伯弟兄，是一个极大的器皿。
Then he cite this little story, in his sermon.
他在讲道中讲到一个故事。
And there is something that it kind of in his memory for many years.
在他的记忆中有许多年。
So this thing left a great impression on our brothers.
所以对他有极深的印象。
He said one day that an elderly woman told.Mr. Campbell.
他说有一天有一位年长的姊妹告诉他。
They said, "Brother, you need to go to a certain island."
他说弟兄，你应当去一个岛上。
And minister there.
而且在那里传道。
And Mr. Campbell declined.
坎伯就拒绝了。
Because he was unsure that it was the Lord's directions.
因为他不确定这是主的带领。
And the woman responded this way.
这妇人就这样子回答。
Mr. Campbell,
坎伯先生
if you are living as near to God as you ought to be,
如果你活在跟神那么靠近，像你应该活那么靠近的位置上，
then he will reveal his secret to you also.
那他就会向你启示他的秘密。
No, Mr. Campbell is a godly person. He was not offended.
这位坎伯先生，他是一位敬畏神的人，他没有被冒犯。
You and I.Will be offended right there.
你我可能在那个时候就会被冒犯。
And need confession.
要认罪。
But our brother was not offended.
但我们的弟兄没有被冒犯。
So our brother asked to spend time in prayer with this sister next morning.
所以弟兄就要求第二天跟这位姊妹一起祷告。
She agreed in that meeting, and this sister prayed the following words.
在这个聚会中，这个姊妹这样祷告。
After so many years, Mr. Campbell still remembered that prayer.
经过这么许多年，坎伯还是记得那个祷告。
And this is very, very interesting to us as well.
对我们也是非常的有意思。
I don't know whether you pray this way.
我不知道你会不会这样祷告。
And this is how this lady, the sister, prayed.
这就是她的祷告。
He said, "Lord,
主啊
you remember the conversation that we had this morning at 2 o'clock."
你记得在今天早晨两点钟我们的对话。
And you told me that you were going to visit this part of the parish with revival.
而你告诉我，你的复兴要降临到这地。
I have just spoken to Mr. Campbell about it.
我告诉坎伯先生这件事。
But he's not prepared to think of it.
但他没有预备好相信。
You better give him wisdom.
你最好赐他智慧。
Because the man badly needs it.
因为这人急需要他。
Have you ever prayed this way?
你曾经这样祷告吗？
Isn't this wonderful?
这不是很奇妙吗？
This is a conversation.
这就是他们的对话。
This is a conversation with God.
这是与神的对话。
Now we spoke 2:00 in the morning, right?
我跟神早晨这样讲话。
And you told me 2:00 in the morning that Mr. Campbell will be there.
今天早上两点钟他告诉我坎伯先生要去哪里。
But now this Mr. Campbell didn't want to go.
现在这个坎伯先生不愿意去。
You got to help him.
要帮助他。
Because I expect result.
因为我预期有结果。
So this sister, when he approached Mr. Campbell, she expect result.
所以这个姊妹来到坎伯先生面前，她预期有结果。
She has no doubt about the conversation he had with God 2:00 in the morning. She has no doubt.
她对他与神在早晨两点钟的对话没有一点怀疑。
Whether or not Mr. Campbell agree or not.
无论坎伯先生答应与否。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes your child says no, but he really wants to say yes.
弟兄姊妹，有时候你的孩子说不，但是其实他要说是。
So don't take no for answer.
所以你不要接受他的不。
So this lady didn't take the no for answer.
所以这个姊妹她没有接受这个不。
She knew what God had said 2:00 in the morning.
她知道主在早晨两点钟向她说的话。
She took that.
她就抓住那个话。
And it must be true.
一定是真的。
He will be fulfilled.
会一定会应许。
She's not going to change.
所以他不会改变。
So God, Mr. Campbell has to change.
所以神啊，这坎伯先生要改变。
Campbell responded by going to the island.
所以坎伯先生就去了那个岛。
Then she found five ministers, there are hundreds of brothers and sisters gathering to a house.
然后他就看见有五位传道人跟几百人聚集在那个房子。
And he proceeded to minister.
所以他就向他们传道。
During those times of revival,
在那个复兴的时候，
there was a great impartation of faith.
有信心的分赐。
When they pray, they expect God to answer.
当他们祷告的时候，他们预期神会答应。
This is not what we do today.
这不是我们现在所做的。
Today when we come to pray, we ask the Lord for a lot of things.
我们祷告的时候，我们向神要求许多事。
We hope one of them will fulfill.
我们希望有一件神会成就。
We like throw a lot of things.Maybe one of them will hit.
我们需要丢出许多事，需要有一件事。
So we give Lord a long list.
我们给神一个很长的单子。
Lord, if you're willing, maybe one of them you will listen.
主，如果你答应其中一件，你就会听我的祷告。
That's not the case.
这不是这样子。
They have one thing they got from the Lord.
他们从神那里得到一件事。
The Lord said, "I will pour water on the dry ground."
主说我要用水浇灌干旱之地。
The stream on the dry ground.
将河浇灌干旱之地。
They grab this promise.
他们就抓住这个应许。
They ask the Lord.
他们求主。
Lord, this is what you have promised to us.
主，这是你所应许的。
You say you will pour out water on the thirsty land.
你说你会把水浇灌口渴的人。
You said the stream was on the dry ground.
你说你用河浇灌干旱之地。
Why hasn't happened yet?
为什么还没有发生？
You cannot fail.
你不能失败。
You have promised.
你应许了。
You must fulfill.
你必须要成就。
When they pray, they wish they had that expectant faith.
他们祷告的时候，他们就有这样预期的信心。
This is what happened during those times.
这就是在那些日子所发生的。
The man and woman, when they pray,
无论男女在祷告的时候，
they have the spirit of expectancy.
他们都有预期的信心。
Brother and sister,When you and I do not expect results, we will not get results.
弟兄姊妹，当我们不期望有结果的时候，我们就得不到结果。
And why we do not expect results?
我们为什么不期望结果？
Because the enemy is cheating on us.
因为仇敌在欺骗我们。
He lied to us.
他想说谎。
He's telling us, your child will never listen to you.
他告诉我们，你的孩子不会听你的。
Have you heard that?
你听过那件吗？
Have you heard that?
你听过吗？
You're ready to talk.
你正准备讲话。
The enemy is speaking.
仇敌就讲话。
He will not listen.
他不会听你的。
That's the enemy.
那就是仇敌。
We have to refuse that.
我们要拒绝。
When we pray,
当我们祷告的时候。
When God give us a word,
神给我们话语。
We will stand on that word.
我们要站立在那话语之上。
Doesn't matter what the enemy said to us.
不论仇敌跟我们说什么。
Doesn't even matter what this person said to us.
不论那个人跟我们说什么。
God is sovereign.
神是主有全能的神。
He trumped everything.
他能掌管一切事物。
We have to stand on His word.
我们必须站在他话语之上。
Have the same faith.
我们要有同样的信心。
We have to have that expectant faith.
我们必须要有期望的信心。
These are the full price we must pay.
这就是我们要付上的代价。
We must get right with God.
我们必须要与神和好。
We must get right with God.
我们必须与神和好。
We must travail in prayer.
我们必须要有受苦的祷告。
We must preach His words.
我们要传讲他的话语。
And we must work in the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们要在圣灵的恩膏中工作。
In order to work in the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
为着要在恩膏的中工作。
We must have hunger and thirst in our heart.
我们心中必须有饥渴。
We must.Have this expectant faith.
我们必须要有期望的信心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
how do we have? How can we pay the price?
我们如何付上代价？
Who can pay the price?
谁能付上代价？
What make a person willing to pay a price?
什么能够使人愿意付上代价？
It is a person with a burden.
是有负担的人。
Unless you.A burden with the purpose of God.
除非你对神的旨意有负担。
Unless you are burdened with seeing the glory of God.
除非你对看见神的荣耀有负担。
Unless you are burdened with the presence of God.
除非你对神的同在有负担。
You were not willing to pay the price.
你不愿意，你就不愿意付上代价。
But when you have that burden.
若是你有那样的负担
you will pay the price.
你就愿意付上代价。
You will get right with God.
你要与神和好。
You will preach His words.
你要传讲他的话语。
You will walk in the anointing of Holy Spirit.
你要在圣灵的恩膏下工作。
You are willing to pay the price.
你愿意付上代价。
So what is the burden?
负担是什么？
We often heard someone say, "I have no burden."
有时候我们听人说我没有负担。
Or someone say, "I have a burden."
有人说我有负担。
So what is the burden?
负担是什么？
Let me give you an example.
让我举一个例子。
I give you an illustration.
我要讲一件事情。
And what is a burden?
什么是负担？
Once upon a time, there's a brother's called Alexander Duff.
以前有位弟兄叫亚历山大·德福。
Who was the first overseas missionary from Church of Scotland to India?
他是从苏格兰教会到印度的第一位海外宣教师。
The first overseas missionary.From the Presbyterian Church of Scotland.
他是从苏格兰的长老教会第一个海到印度的海外宣教师。
So he served there for many years.
他在那里服侍了许多年。
Today there are many the education university in India was influenced by our brothers.
今天在印度有许多的学校都是受到亚历山大弟兄的影响。
And when he was at his old age.
当他年迈的时候。
Then he came home to Scotland to retire.
他从苏格兰回家来退休。
And one day he made his appeal in front of the General Assembly of Presbyterian Church of Scotland.
有一天他在他苏格兰长老教会的会众面前做一个请求。
In the midst of his appeal, he fainted.
他请求的时候他昏倒了。
He was carried away.
他被抬走了。
And when he opened his eyes,
当他张开眼睛的时候
he said, Where am I?
他说我在哪里。
And where am I?
我在哪里。
And someone said, Lie down, lie still.
有人说你安静的躺下。
You had a heart attack.
你刚刚有心肌梗塞。
Lie still.
你安静的躺下。
But he said, No.
他说不不。
I haven't finished my appeal.
我还没有说完我的请求。
You have to take me back.
你必须把我带回去。
You have to take me back.
你必须把我带回去。
I must finish my appeal.
我必须要说完我的请求。
In spite of the protest of the doctor,
不顾着医生的抗议。
The old man struggled to his feet.
这个老人就勉强的站起来。
With doctor on one side, with the brother on the other side, this old man will mount the step and return to the pulpit.
在医生在他的一边，弟兄在他的另外一边，这个老人就一步一步迈上了讲台。
When he came back to the platform, the whole assembly stood up in his honor.
当回到讲台以后，整个会众都站起来向他致敬。
Then when they were seated, then he continued his appeal.
当会众坐下的时候，他再继续他的请求。
And this is what his appeal was.
这就是他的请求。
He said,
他说
When Queen Victoria calls for the volunteers for India, hundreds of young men respond.
当维多利亚女皇要求有志愿军到印度的时候，有几百个人去了。
But when King Jesus called, no one goes.
但我们的王耶稣基督呼求的时候，没有人去。
Then he paused.
然后他就停住。
Then it was silent.
然后一片安静。
Again he spoke.
然后他又说话了。
He said very well.
很好，他说很好。
Then as old as I am,
年迈如我。
I will go back to India.
我要回印度。
I can lie down on the banks of Ganges.
我要躺在半幅的河畔。
And I will die, and therefore I can let the people of India know that there was at least one person in Scotland who loved them.And willing to give his life.
我要死在那里，然后我要让印度的人知道，在苏格兰有一个人是爱他们，愿意为他们舍命。
In the moment, every young man over the assembly, they rose to their feet and said, "I'll go, I'll go."
在那一刻，许多的年轻人从会众中站起来说，我要去，我要去。
And after this old man died and has been led to rest.
当这老人死了，进入他的安息以后
，And these young men having graduated, they found their way to India.
这些年轻人毕业了，他们都找到路，到了印度。
They labor as his substitutes for the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们为着主耶稣劳苦，如同他的代替者。
What makes Duff to do this?
是什么叫大夫做这件事？
This is called burden.
这就叫做负担。
He has a burden for soul.
他对灵魂有负担。
He has a burden for India.
他对印度有负担。
He stood before that assembly.
他站在那会众面前。
He could not help but impart that burden to every single young person there.
他就不能不分赐他的负担给那会众所有的年轻人。
Unless you and I have a burden,
除非你我有这样的负担。
We may as well stop talking revival.
那我们最好就停止来谈论。
Because we will not pay the price.
因为我们不会付上代价。
Unless we're willing to pay the price,
除非我们要付上代价
there will be no revival.
就没有复兴
Unless we have this burden, we will not pay the price.
除非我们有这样的负担，我们才能付上代价
Brother and sister, are you burdened?
弟兄姊妹，你有负担吗？
And that's the question tonight.
那就是今天的问题
An old young man that day.
在那个时候的年轻人
they heard that call that day
他们听见那样的呼召
they heard the call from King Jesus
他们听见王耶稣基督的呼召
they received the burden from our brother Alexander
他们就接受从亚历山大弟兄来的
once the burden came into their heart
当负担进入他们心中的时候
and theyIs willing to pay that price.
他们就愿意付上代价。
Today is the same way.
今天也是一样的。
It is about the burden.
这是关乎负担。
We pray to the Lord.
我们向主祷告。
If you thirst for the revival.
如果你渴慕有复兴。
You need to ask the Lord to give you that burden.
你必须要请求主给你那样的复兴。
You must have that burden.
你要有那样的负担。
You need to ask the Lord have mercy on you.
你要求主给你那样的怜悯。
Impart that burden into your heart.
把那样负担分赐在你的心中。
Once the burden come into your heart,
当那个负担进入你的心中,
paying the price is not issue.
付上代价。 不是问题,
you will pay whatever price you need to pay.
你要付上你所当付的代价,
then the revival will come.
然后复兴就来了。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord that in two afternoons,
我们感谢主在这两个下午,
and we are considered as a matter of revival.
我们思想复兴。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very critical matters.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常重要的事。
Because revival is needed for personal as well.
因为负担, 我们也需要有个人的负担。
Every individual needs to be revived.
每一位个人都需要复兴。
The glory has to come into our heart individually.
荣耀要进入我们每一个个人的里面。
Presence of God must be reality.
从神的同在必须成为实际。
Without experiencing the glory and presence of the Lord,
若是我们不经历神的荣耀和神的同在,
our Christian experience is not real.
我们基督徒的经验就不真实。
We don't want to have a Christian experience that is not real.
我们不要有这样不真实的基督徒的经验。
Therefore, we must ask the Lord to give us that burden.
所以我们需要求主给我们那样的负担。
So we can pay that price ourselves.
所以我们能够付上代价。
So the glory will come back to our hearts.
所以荣耀会回到我们的心中。
The presence of God will come to into our hearts.
神的同在会回到我们的心中。
It is the same for our home, our family.
也是我对我们的家也是这样。
Do you have glory in your home?
在你的家中有荣耀吗?
Do you have presence of God in your home?
在你的家中有神的同在吗?
Has the glory departed from your house?
荣耀离开了你的家吗?
If that is the case,
如果这是这样,
you need to be burdened with,
你就需要有负担,
have all your relatives been saved?
你的亲戚都得救了吗?
How can you go on with your life and your family is on their way to hell?
你怎么能够继续你的生活, 而你的家庭走入死亡?
You must have a burden for your own relative.
你必须要对你的亲戚有真实的负担。
If you do not have burden for your relative,
如果你对你的亲戚没有负担,
how can you have a burden for the lost soul?
你怎么会对失丧的灵魂有负担?
We must have that burden.
我们必须有负担。
How about our assembly?
我们的会众呢?
Has the glory of God depart from our assembly?
主从我们的聚会中离开了吗?
Do we smell the presence of God in our assembly?
在我们聚会中能闻到馨香之气吗?
When we come into the meeting place,
当我们来到聚会中,
do you smell the fragrance of the bread?
你闻到陈设饼的馨香之气吗?
If you do, we praise the Lord.
如果你有, 我们感谢主。
If you don't, where is the burden?
如果你没有, 负担在哪里?
How can you come every way into the meeting place without smelling anything and having no burden?
你怎么能每一周来到聚会中, 没有闻到馨香之气, 而你没有负担?
How can you not have any burden if there's no fragrance in the assembly?
如果在聚会中没有馨香之气, 你怎么能没有负担?
We need to ask the Lord to give us that burden.
我们需要求主给我们那样的负担。
So that we can recover that glory.
所以我们能够恢复那样的荣耀。
In our personal life.
在我们个人的生活中。
In our home.
在我们的家中。
In the assembly.
在我们的会中。
I believe this is the burden in God's heart.
我相信这是神心中的负担。
This is the burden in many of the saints in history.
这是在历史中许多圣徒的负担。
And this is the burden in our brother Alexander Duff.
这是我们亚历山大弟兄的负担。
We pray that this will become your burden this afternoon.
我们祷告今天下午就会成为你的负担。
A real burden.
真实的负担。
A burden that is so real that you're willing to pay a price.
这个负担如此真实, 你愿意付上代价。
The burden is so real, you're willing to stay on this narrow gate.
这负担如此的真实, 你愿意走在这窄路上。
It doesn't matter what the world say.
不论世界的人说什么。
I stay in the boundary defined by the word of God.
我持守在神神的话语所设
立的信心。It does not matter what the world says.
无论世人说什么。
I'm not going to move the boundary stone set by the Lord.
我不挪移神所设立的界限。
Doesn't matter how narrow the gate will be.
无论这个门有多窄。
It doesn't matter how narrow the this way the path will be.
无论这路有多窄。
Doesn't matter how few people will stay on this way.
无论有很少的人。走这条路
I am staying.
我要走这条路
I will take this gate. I will take this path.
我要过窄门，我要走窄路
I expect the Lord to fulfill His promise.
我相信主会成就他的应许
He will pour water on this thirsty land.
他会用水浇灌在这
He will give strength on the dry ground.
他要用河来浇灌
这个干旱地
他是全能的神
He will not lie.
他不会说谎。
He is faithful.
他是信实的。
This will become a reality.
这会成为实际。
As long as I have this burden.
只要我有这样的负担。
As long as I'm willing to pay the price.
只要我乐于付这样的代价。
I'd like to close this way.
我愿意来做结论。
I would like, you form a very small group.
我希望你能成立几个小的组
and just four or five people
四五个人一组
you just turn your chair around you form your own group spend the rest of time just pray together
四五个人成为一组然后用以下的时间来一起祷告
just ask the Lord to seal this word into our heart
求主把这个话在我们的里面
Ask the Lord to give us this burden.
求主给我们这样的负担
Because this is not something we can accomplish ourselves.
因为这不是我们自己所能成就的
We need to take this to prayer.
我们需要把这样的话带入祷告
Ask the Lord to give me that burden.
我们求主赐给我们这样的负担
There's no other way.
没有其他的路
Except to go to the Lord for it.
只有走到主来到主面前
Therefore, I ask you to form a group. Maybe you know, the first row would turn your chair around, then the third the row would turn your chair around, then you form a group, and let's have a little prayer time together.
So I ask you to become a group, a small 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 group, a